Hey everybody, welcome to your brand new episode of Happy Hamstrings. This is your host, Julie Brown, and today is Saturday, December the 9th. On my last episode, I was very vague, and I'm going to keep today's also very short and sweet. I had some, I will just say health concerns and not problems, because I feel like there's a lot of projection coming onto me because everybody at where I work already knows I've had surgery. So, word spreads fast in some cities, I'll say that. Like, it doesn't matter who you know. When you work somewhere and one person knows something, sometimes, you know, word gets around. Anyway, I had two mammograms come back irregular. And as it turns out, after we did a needle aspiration biopsy, which means they needed just very small cells to check for cancer, and a blessing, good news that it came back with no signs of malignancy. This also means that I have a follow-up surgical appointment next week, and I will have to get a scan again in 3 months just to be sure, to be certain that there is nothing there. What they found, by the way, it wasn't something that I could have detected with the self-check. In fact, it was so very, the calcifications, it was so very small. Even the sonogram couldn't detect it. It was that small. But the mammogram machines they have, when they zoom in, it can actually see more. And they just wanted to make sure that the calcifications weren't problematic. Hence the last episode when I said that I was on restrictions and I was on limitations and I wasn't able to be a yoga teacher for some amount of time. By Monday, it will have been 2 weeks since surgery. And we're all good. Like, everything's good. We're back to normal. Well, what is normal? I don't even know if I want to be normal in what I see in today's world. I just want to be myself. I just want to move forward and find peace. Peace is, you can't even put a price on it. Peace is priceless. So today, in another effort to kind of move forward, today is the day that I'm burying my husband's ashes and his parents' ashes alongside a tree at the alpaca farm that my friend owns, in hopes that will give me another sense of peace, because some people like to scatter to the wind, to the water, everything that anybody does, that's perfect for you. And I mean, I know some people keep the ashes, and I just don't see myself collecting boxes of ashes for all these years, keeping several boxes. I would rather have a tree where I can visit the tree, and I can actually practice yoga on the farm anytime I want. I don't have to have permission. I can just go and practice yoga by this tree and visit the tree. And he'll be back with his parents. And I know his mom and him had a really good relationship. They like to watch like horror movies together. And there's something kind of peaceful to me about not only getting the ashes out of the house in a good way, and like I said, any way that you choose to dispose of your loved ones, I mean, that's fine. Bobby and I had already talked about the cremation being the most affordable, and for the environment wise, I don't see how as many people, this is like a whole different conversation, but as many people have lived and died, I don't see how we're going to be able to everyone be buried for all of eternity. That would just take up the whole earth eventually, right? So cost-wise, speaking of like taking up land on the environment, just so many conversations that we actually had already had about what we were going to do. And he and I both agreed on cremation being the affordable, sensible, better for the environment option. So the planting of the tree, it just came to me when I was actually working at the farm. I'm always there. Like, I'm always hanging out there. I'm helping her out with events. And I went to the Santa event, and it was really easy. Like, what I did at the Santa event, it was really easy. It wasn't like a lot of work, but I like looking out over the lake, and I love how she's got like something like 60 acres, and it's also beautiful. And I thought, these trees are always so beautiful in the fall. And then I thought, well, what if, and I asked permission, what if we just had a tree? Anyway, so looking forward to that. as far as like getting it done, getting this, it's actually in a couple of hours, getting this done and moving forward. My good friend is having a party tonight, so that's going to be a good way to kind of change gears, right? Shifting over to like a Christmas party and kind of try to just enjoy life, enjoy time with friends. And then being able to actually finally go back to doing physical work next week. It's been quite strange to not be able to do like upper body work, workout work. I went back to coaching starting Wednesday, but when people had questions, I would either give verbal form or I would pull up like a reference video of an exercise because I wasn't actually cleared to do exercises, obviously, with having an incision that's healing. Also been taking care of, during this time, like downtime, taking care of my home, like taking care of maintenance around this house, taking care of the other car, having this, the vehicle issues. Like there's just little things that, because I was working so much and working so often, long hours, that I was just, I was kind of backlogged anyway on things to do. And someone asked me, did I get bored during my time off? And I was like, not really. Like I was reading books. I've almost sleeved 3,000 of my late husband's baseball cards. It's so weird to say late husband. I quite often find myself just saying my husband because I said that for so long. It's kind of hard to add late in front of that. Just kind of adjusting, shifting into this new era and trying to make the most of it. And I've still got some work to do to prepare for the Alabama Parks and Rec conference that I'm giving panels at the convention. So I'm going to be practicing and making notes and writing and studying. I've actually already spent some time studying and preparing for the conference. So I've decided to add on to the name of my workshop instead of just chair fitness and yoga. You know, one's chair fitness for seniors and one is yoga, chair yoga for seniors. And having been a caretaker for friends and family, I wrote to the woman that accepted me and I said, let's add on special populations because sometimes people who are limited to exercising in a chair, they're not necessarily always senior citizens, right? Like there could be other, like dozens of situations where people need to exercise in a chair, but it's not because they're necessarily like senior citizens. That's not really like an age limitation thing when you're limited on mobility. Especially aware, acutely aware, because, you know, I've been, for my own self, I've been on 2 weeks of no upper body work and I'm not a senior citizen, not quite yet. I'm getting close, getting closer. And also thinking like long-term, like where do I want to retire? Am I actually going to retire here? Noticing that the housing market made me feel like, and I'm not just saying this to be funny, I feel like I've time traveled 200 years into the future when I looked at what houses actually cost. So that also is another thing that motivated me. I took a tour of a home that was very close to work. It wasn't like in the same city, but it was a lot closer to work than where I live. And looking at it from the outside and looking at it from a distance and even just standing in the yard, I was so excited until I got into the house and I could not breathe. Like I couldn't breathe. And it was so gross. It was very disappointing. I had my hopes set up. Like yoga teaches you not to have expectations, but I did expect, I expected clean, fresh air. You know, I know it would be stale, but it smelled like a lot of neglected dogs once we got inside the house. And he had said it was empty for a while. And I said, this needs too much work. And I thought, I'm never going to get the smell out. So I told him, I'm not up for it. I'm just not up for it. So as of right now, because I've only been at my job for 1 year, actually, I just passed the 1 year mark milestone. It's going to be difficult for me to be approved for a separate or different mortgage loan to move. Like when you're buying or shifting or moving or a new chapter, they kind of want you to have been at your job for at least 2 years. That's how the banks only look at numbers, and the numbers are, I've been at my job 1 year. So I'm just going to try to make a big effort to like settle in even more to the house that I'm in, and kind of clean up my yoga room a little bit. I actually put up my Christmas decorations, which felt weird because I'm living alone. And, you know, just me and my cat. My sister actually comes over quite often, and she came over and helped me put up my little Christmas village. And I have not, I guess because of COVID and then getting a cat, I have not put up my Christmas decorations since, I think, 2019. And I was just trying to feel like a little more, you know, like home feelings instead of just house versus home. So I have a lot more work to do in that respect, because making a house into a home is like a full-time job in itself. And focusing on my yoga as I'm able to move again. I got an extension on my body balance, the Les Mills certification I studied for. They require you make a video if you teach in the class. I've been unable to practice or make that recording due to the physical limitations. So I requested a 1 month extension, and now I've got one more month. I have one more month to be ready, to be prepared and make that video and show lots of enthusiasm and give proper cues and actually working out to the beat. And every single down facing dog is to an 8 count, like a song. It's almost like if yoga was a dance, because you're not dancing, you're just doing every little part of your yoga flow has to match up to the 8 counts with body balance. There's no freedom of movement as far as there's freedoms of movement for the students. But as far as the teacher, there's no room for creativity, because they want you to do it exactly like the way they've got it standardized. And there's reasons for that, and I get that. Also having to reincorporate cues that I had dropped out of my language, because they have their own, sometimes when you teach a format of fitness, they have their own language actually. Like, I'm not going to go ahead and give examples. I'll just say, like, use your imagination, like things that I was like, oh, I'm no longer going to say this cue. And now they want me to say that cue. I can put it into my own translation, as long as I am clear, concise, and using their verbiage as much as possible. So I'm going to get, you know, a score, a grade, and if I pass, when I pass with this video, then I can teach body balance. But what's so funny is it's going to have to be a pop-up class, because you have to actually teach body balance one time, submit the video to teach body balance, to make a video of me teaching something that I'm not teaching yet. So I have to have participation in the video. I can't just be making a video of just me. I have to have engagement with the classroom and showing that I'm making eye contact, which is kind of weird. Like, if everybody's in down facing dog, that's not the place where I'll be making eye contact. I'll be up on the mat, on the stage. So, you know, during the seated poses and such, I don't know. It's just, I've recertified in Zumba. I haven't used that yet. Things are changing at work, as they do. And I think my schedule may change again, because we're down one more instructor. So we'll see what happens there. They've hired some more personal trainers finally. I'm glad for that. And like I said, everybody at work knows I've had surgery. A lot of people that I don't even know their names, they just noticed that I was gone a long time, and eventually they figured out that I had surgery. And I've just got to find a way. Like, I'm very, I guess you would call me an introvert sometimes. Like, I can be outgoing. It's just very much like, okay, I have to adjust and get used to it, that that's going to happen. Stuff like that's going to happen. Like, people are going to, like, ask about where I'm at, you know, because I'm a part of the community there. And, yeah, it's not a bad thing. It's actually, like, a really good community. But I guess it just surprised me how many people, when I came back, noticed I'd been gone, because I was there so very often, and how many people actually figured out by asking, like, hey, where is she at? They figured it out. So they figured me out. Yes, I'm human. That's what I told one of my supervisors. I said, I'm okay with people knowing I had surgery. I'm okay with that. Like, it's okay for me to be human. It's okay for me to be a human being and have things happen. It's okay. Like, they're going to figure it out when I come back to work and I can't do push-ups, you know, for demonstrations. They're going to figure it out. I've prepared way too much food for this tree burial, and or I should say tree planting and ash burial ceremony. So I'm about to load up my car soon with all of this food. And yeah, I made some soups. I went to Panera Bread. I bought some Panera Bread bread bowls. And I think I've purchased way too many sodas, especially since I don't drink soda. It's just, this is going to be quite a day. It's going to be quite a day. And tomorrow I have like my whole day open, and I'm going to try to keep it that way. Quite often when I'm trying to slate time for myself, I get roped into things. So everything for tomorrow, if you're listening, I like how I'm saying this and you may be listening to this 10 years in the future. I may be open tomorrow, but I'm not open to doing anything. Everything's a no. In fact, everything, unless I come up with it, I'm just kidding. Everything's a no forever. my reason for coming on here is not just to talk about the fact that I'm planting ashes and with a tree, or burying ashes, planting a tree. That wasn't my only goal for coming on here. If you're a female and you're listening, do not skip your mammograms. Like, this went fine, but this could have gone either way, right? Like, this could have gone either way. And it really, it gave me a lot of, being home, it gave me a lot of time to think. And strategically, in my nature, I was thinking of what would happen either way. Like, I was trying to make plans strategically. Because it's kind of like when you keep a spare tire in your car, you may never need it, but you want to know and have a plan for if something happens with your car breaking down or you're getting a flat tire. You kind of want that roadside emergency kit. So we only get one vehicle for our soul, which is your body. So strategically, I was thinking ahead, like, I don't get free health insurance at this job, like the way I got free health insurance for 20 something years at the warehouse. Like, what am I going to do? Like, I do have health insurance as of right now, but it's only temporarily and it's not going to carry me on forever and ever. So, I was just thinking ahead, like, what is my long-term? What's my go-to? What am I going to then? Of course, the obvious answer that keeps coming up for me is to sell the house. And while I'm open to doing that, I start looking around like, where am I going to go? That's the bigger problem, the way the housing market is. I feel like the good mental health, it doesn't just come from like making the right decisions. I feel like good mental health could come a lot more from society if we could fix the economy and make it where people are thriving. Make it where housing is affordable, where people can get jobs and just, you know, live, exist. Everything is so difficult and challenging right now for so many people. And I'm speaking on the whole, not just from my experience. It's actually like, it's time for something to change. And things haven't been changing, like in the economy, things haven't been changing for the better. It's really been hard for everybody. So this isn't something that I can, like, me personally, I'm just trying to think, what can I do? I can't do a lot about it besides sit back and recognize it and use this podcast to kind of say, hey, if you're in a position, and I don't know how many people who would by chance be listening to this, if you're in a position to make food affordable for people, if you're in a position to make housing affordable for people, if you're in a position to give people more jobs somehow, anything we can do, that's what boosts the economy. And another thing that's making the economy go down, and this isn't me being a negative Nelly, people who aren't productive at work, people who go to work and just sit on their phones, that actually hurts the economy. I know this sounds crazy, but if everybody is not productive, that is like here, like people who are here, then the productivity will come from somewhere else, which is why most of the things that Americans buy are not made in America. And I'll just leave that at that, because, I mean, I'm sure that if you purchase things, you may notice where it's made, where it's manufactured. The best way for things to, obviously, this is what, when Walmart was first starting, the Sam Walton plan was to boost the economy by buying American, and now everything in there, like almost none of it, right, was made in America now. The productivity is what gives the economy. I know it's also in decisions, so don't send me a voice message about politics. I know it's also in decisions of people who are important as well. I'm just saying, on the end of what the populace can do is if we can be productive while we have the opportunity to be productive. I'm not talking about people who are already productive. I'm not saying that you're not being productive if you are. You've got to know that things have changed, because customer service has changed. People being interactive, that's changed. People being personable when you're in a situation with retail or anything like that. Everything has changed. It's very strange to me. Like, sometimes I'll go to the store. Like today I went to the store and the woman was very nice and really personable. I went to that same store about 2 weeks ago, and a different cashier looked angry. I went to her register. Furious face. Like, as soon as I went up, she just looked furious. Like, she was livid that I got in her line. The only thing she said to me was my total. She slammed my stuff down, kind of, and just sort of wouldn't make eye contact. She said whatever my total was, and that's all that lady said to me. And it's not like I expect anything, but that's not something that would have happened like in the 80s. I'm from a different era. Like, I've seen a lot in my time, and I just want us to come into a place where it's okay that you don't have to be like talking about your day. You don't have to necessarily like even thank me for making a purchase at a place where you've got a job, where some people would love to have your job, but you could at least be gracious enough to not be angry that you have to check out my groceries. I'll just leave it at that, because, I mean, everybody's got stuff they're going through, right? Everybody. It doesn't matter who it is. Everybody's got something that they're going through. And with that being said, I'm really grateful right now that I have such a good support system, family and friends and people to talk to keep me lifting me up. I'm really grateful for those who keep lifting me up. Not everybody's got that. Not everybody's like me. I got, you know, my sister who took me home from my surgery. I'm very, very aware that some people would have not had anybody and had to stay like a little longer in the hospital, you know, because some people don't have anybody to take them home. And if you're one of those people, then I'm going to pray for you. I know that sounds so cliche, but we do need to pray for peace. And there's just a lot going on in the world. And hopefully if we come together, I try to say it as many times as I can on this podcast, come together, be happy, be healed, be free. And if we work together, we can bring peace and healing to all of life. So with that being said, I'm going to go and plant this tree. And I hope you all have a great day or weekend or day, whatever time you're listening to this. Have a great one and make the most of your time here. And namaste.